When Bill Tsutsui first heard the roar of Godzilla, he was 7 or 8, living in Bryan, Texas.
We were one of two Japanese-American families in that time, a very small town. And for me, Godzilla became a way of relating to my Japanese identity. I loved those movies, and my friends thought they were cool.
At 9, Tsutsui wanted to be Godzilla. This while his parents both worked as professors at Texas A&M.
In Bryan, Texas in the 1970s, there were only 3 ethnic possibilities: African-American, white, and Hispanic. So my father would walk down the street in Bryan and people would speak to him in Spanish. So he'd respond in Japanese and make a new friend.
Following in his parents' footsteps, Tsutsui not only made tons of new friends, but also became an academic, a historian, and an economist. He has degrees from Harvard, Oxford, and Princeton.
For a long time, I thought I had serious work, but I realized all the books I wrote about Japanese history, most of the people who read them were my relatives, whereas I wrote about a giant rubber monster rampaging through toy cities in Japan, and tens of thousands of people read it. So I'm actually real proud to be known as the guy that studies Godzilla.
He wrote Godzilla on My Mind, 50 Years of the King of Monsters, and In Godzilla's Footsteps, and he's been interviewed by The New York Times, CNN, Fox, The Guardian, the lot.
You know, Godzilla's a hero. When you get right down to it, Godzilla is a big guy fighting for what he believes in. And usually he's victorious. And that's a narrative that really is universal. So while the movies have dealt at various times with issues from nuclear war, to government corruption, to environmental pollution, at the real essence, they are just morality plays, and that is fundamentally appealing to moviegoers everywhere.
As a super fan, he was worried about the new Godzilla movie, but says he likes it, just doesn't beat the first by Ishiro Honda.
I love that 1954 original film. It really was a very serious movie. It essentially was a cautionary tale about nuclear testing and about destruction of nature through these powerful scientific forces. And it still, I think, is really a very visceral experience to watch that. And to think that was made only 10 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Japan's defeat in World War II, it really is a classic of world cinema.
As the new president of Hendricks College in Arkansas, Tsutsui's already thinking about putting a giant inflatable Godzilla out on the quad for his inauguration. Not bad for a first move by a college president. Dua Li, Saikau Tao, KERA News.